The Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today we are joined by a special guest. Our guest is Nicholas Rossi, who is the Senior Development Manager with Variety Children's Charity of the Desert. Welcome, Nicholas.
Thank you. Hi, Will. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
And surviving the heat?
Yes. Yes. This is my second summer. But this has been better than my first one, for sure.
So I want to talk about this wonderful organization that you are a part of. What I know about it is that it was started in 1987. Mm-hmm. And that the Desert chapter is one of 40 chapters in the world?
Yes, we are an international nonprofit. However, every local chapter has its own nonprofit. So we are our own separate entity under the umbrella of Variety International.
Okay, so that gives you some flexibility in how you do things.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. Another thing that I think I know about the organization is that you have this timeless commitment to empowering Coachella Valley children.
Yes, our goal and mission is to serve all the children here in the Valley. So we have four core programs that are centered around empowering and enacting the children to live life to the fullest.
Wonderful. You want to tell me about those programs? And also, when you say the children, you mean all children, or is there a special population that you look at?
Actually, no. We serve all children. If a family is coming to seek services from us, that's all we need to know. And okay, we're there to help. So all of our services are free to anyone who lives here in the Coachella Valley. We have four programs: Care, Freedom, Future, and Outreach. Our care program is developmental screenings, so children 0 to 5, they can come in or take an online test in English or in Spanish to see if their children are hitting certain milestones along the developmental stages of their life. Once they do that, they can come in and go over the results with one of our specialists, and they also get some free diapers, wipes, a developmental toy, and access to any services that might help their children if anything is identified. That's kind of like the first way that people get introduced to our nonprofit. From there, we can connect them either to our outreach program, which is going to be case management if there's further needs that the children or child has, or family as a whole. We also have our Freedom program, which a lot of people know us for. That is where we do our adaptive mobility equipment. So maybe that is a wheelchair, a bike, and we also do any kind of equipment, such as even a car seat, things that you wouldn't even think that some kids might need, and standard bikes as well. So during Christmas time, we give away 300 standard bikes, part of this program, to fourth grade students in the Valley.
That's amazing.
That's a really, really cool event that we hold. And for the adaptive bikes, that is one thing that we have a little bit of a process. So a doctor has deemed this mobility equipment to be essential for the child, and they will apply for that. And then insurance has actually told them, no, we're not going to cover it. So then we step in and then we pay for the adaptive equipment.
That's wonderful. So how do you identify the children who need the adaptive? Is that through the doctor or through the school? Or?
So the adaptive equipment is applied for.
Okay.
So we have open applications all the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned something about when you were talking about outreach. I want to make sure that I'm clear. You talked about also to the families. So that means the parents and other siblings who may need some help as well.
So we identified that not only is the child that might have a disability or is underserved or severely ill needs services, but the family as a whole. So maybe they have a brother who is not receiving as much attention because their sibling has a disability that's taking up all their parents' time. So how do we create inclusive activities so that they feel more like a family, or that no one's forgotten? Or something that I really love we did healthy Hispanic cooking classes. So, right? So how do the parents learn how to grocery shop for healthy foods? How can they learn about cholesterol? How can they learn about things to create a healthy family? So not only is outreach the case management, but it's thinking about the whole family unit to keep that family unit together and to strengthen and build them up.
I love that. And it's so important in our community. You know, a lot of times, I live in Palm Springs. I've always lived in Palm Springs since I've been here. And it's going to be weird to say this, but a lot of times you don't hear a lot about children and their needs and, you know, what we have to offer them in the community. So I'm really glad that Variety's here and doing the work that you're doing.
Yeah, I love hearing that because a lot of people think, oh, Palm Springs, there's not a lot of families there, there's not a lot of children, and it's just completely wrong. You know, when we do those 300 bikes, we do it to every unified school district in the Valley. So there's definitely absolutely children in Palm Springs and who are all looking for services. And we're happy to represent those kids in Palm Springs who come out for those bikes during Christmas.
Tell me about the bike giveaway. Yeah. Why is that an important event?
Yeah, so it's part of our mission of providing mobility, inclusion, and independence, which is part of our freedom program. So aside from the adaptive bikes, we also do these standard bikes. Fourth grade teachers actually nominate kids or children from their classrooms who are maybe they're excelling academically, and then the teacher who has that one-on-one experience with these kids, they know that the child either doesn't have a bike or they have no means to have a bike, or maybe they had a bike and outgrew it and now the family can't afford to get them a new one. So they're nominating that student, and we read all those applications and we get to pick 300 students to receive a bike during Christmas. And it's a little bit more than just the bike, because that's something at least I grew up taking for granted because I just had a bike. But it really is that first piece of mobility equipment that represents this sense of independence, and you kind of feel like you're an adult riding around in a car for that first time. You get to leave your house and ride your bike to your friend's house and not have to rely on your parents to get you somewhere. So we are providing that first sense of independence and inclusion too, because if you're not going out to hang out with your friends, then you're staying home, you're staying alone, maybe you're stuck on the video games or stuck watching TV. And we know, especially after going through COVID, how important that is for mental health for children.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I can remember growing up and just how important the bike was.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Just being able to get out and you feel like you're an explorer and an adventurer and definitely independent.
Yeah. I remember the worst thing that ever happened to me was when that tire was flat.
Right. Absolutely. You're listening to Healthy Desert, Healthy You. We'll have more after this message. The air we breathe, the water we drink, and the land we live on are essential parts of living a thriving, healthy life here in the Coachella Valley. That's why the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation, with community partners, will present the second annual Healthy Desert, Healthy You Environmental Health Summit on September 11 and 12, 2025, at the Westin Mission Hills Resort in Rancho Mirage. We are bringing together environmental advocates, health experts, community leaders, and concerned residents like you to explore solutions to the environmental challenges we face. Join the conversation. Register today for this free event at healthydeserthealthyyou.com. I'm back with Nicholas Rossi, a Variety Children's Charity of the Desert, and we're having a really fascinating conversation about the work they do there. So Nicholas, tell me about your job specifically and what you do.
Absolutely. So I am the senior development manager. So I handle all of our major events, our fundraising, but I'm also an advocate for Variety. I like to think of my job also as a storyteller. I get to hear all the great things that we're doing in programs and then translate that message to the community. One, to let our donors or people who support us know where their funds are being used and how proud we are of the programs that we're putting on, but also the effects of what their funds is helping us do by the stories of the families that we are uplifting. I also am a grant writer, so I write a lot of grants, which is another thing that I love to do. I grew up going to a school that focused a lot on creative writing, and I get to express that a bit in my grant writing, because it's always, how do our stories fit the narrative that they're looking for? So it's a lot of fun doing that. And I love the ability to connect with people and to connect what maybe their passions or the things that they want to help, connecting those interests with our nonprofit. Because that's, I think, one of the most important things that I do, aside from bringing out the message of I'm out in the community with my nonprofit, hearing the changes that are happening in our community every day. And I get to take the new issues or new things that are troubling our families or the children that are here in the Valley and make sure that they are known to the people who want to support us so that they know those new challenges. Because you might tackle one thing one year and then the next year you're learning that there's a whole nother issue happening to the families or the people out here in the Valley.
Right. So in addition to making those challenges known to potential donors, you also make them known to your colleagues, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. To the public, yeah.
Right, absolutely. So, full disclosure, you and I met in early 2025, had a really great conversation over coffee.
Yeah.
And you were telling me about the origins of your nonprofit work. Do you want to share?
Yeah, that? Absolutely. So, I had a brother who was suffering some mental health issues, and he ended up committing suicide. And he was struggling with a lot that I don't think my family understood how to handle. And, you know, we struggled for a little bit for a year or so afterwards until we started a nonprofit in his name. And we started a scholarship program that helps two students from the high school that he went to afford books at school, because books are a big cost when you're going to college. And I saw the change that that made in my family and how it brought us together and how it really unified us in a mission that we believed in at the same time as honoring my brother. So from there, it really gave me the push to know, like, for passion, I want to work in nonprofit because I love the feeling and the effects that it had on my family. And I want to feel that in my day-to-day work. So it really drove my decision in getting my master's degree and then moving out here to the Valley, where we have more nonprofits per capita than anywhere else. And I don't regret one bit of it.
Wow.
I've loved my work with Heidi, who's our executive director. And the work that I've done at Variety in the past almost 2 years now. It's crazy to think of.
Right.
Yeah.
That's Heidi Muldoon. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to chatting with her in the future.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that story about the origins and about your brother. It sounds like what you and your family did really created a powerful legacy for your brother.
It did. And it helped us kind of process all that happened and then turn tragedy into something that was tangible and good for our community.
Okay, absolutely. So I realize that the great programs and services that Variety provides, they just don't happen. I mean, there's a lot of work and coordination and community support. In addition to the donors that you talk to, for the rest of the residents in the Coachella Valley, how can they support Variety?
Yes. So we do, aside from just donating, you can go right to our website and support us that way. However, we have, and I think the best way to keep up to date is signing up for our newsletter that you can do right on our website, varietyofthedesert.org. But we have multiple events throughout the year that we put on for the community. And they're a lot of fun. And I can think of one that's coming up right now at the end of September called Art from the Heart at the Cambria Gallery. And it's a free community event. We actually put all the artwork from the children who attend our sensory and adaptive art classes. So they're inclusive events, part of our future program. And the families and the children are actually there at this fundraiser, and they're going to talk a little bit about their artwork. They're all going to get a award for the artwork that they've done. And then the community kind of gets to see what we do firsthand, and then they can buy some of the art if they would like. But there'll be some light bites, refreshments, but it's a great intro for people who are coming back to the Valley to kind of see what we do. But I think that's an awesome way to be able to come see Variety if you've never heard of us, see the work that we do, and then to also support us that way. But you can also volunteer, which you can reach out to any of us through the contacts right on our website. That is a great way to support. I think we're also doing an Amazon wish list. We hand out developmental toys to the kids. So that's a great way to support us too.
Tim, again, the name of the event and the date.
Yeah, sure. It is Art from the Heart. It's at the Cambria Gallery on Cook Street, September 25th, and it's at 5 o'clock at night.
September 25th, 2025, 5 p.m. So I understand you have some big news at Variety in terms of new locations.
Yes. So we, aside from our main office, which is also a certified autism center in Palm Desert on Cook Street, we now are at an office in Mecca, the FRC, as well as an office at the FRC in Desert Hot Springs. And we are there once a week now. So we used to only do twice a month. So now we've expanded services to once a week. Our specialists are there from 9 to 5, and they are available for appointments or for walk-ins also for anyone who might be seeking any of the services that we have. But they more specifically can also help parents on the spot go through a developmental screening for their child and then get them connected with Variety. So if you live out in those areas and traveling to Palm Desert is an issue, you can either contact us and set up an appointment or just walk in to Tuesdays at Desert Hot Springs and Thursdays in Mecca to those FRCs.
Well, so you're improving access to services and care, which we love here at the Desert Healthcare District.
Yes, yes. And if people want to support us, our main goal right now is to try and get full-time services at those two FRCs. So we're really excited. Our screenings have already been increasing at both those locations from us being there full-time. So we're really happy about that.
Nick, share with our listeners your website address.
It is varietyofthedesert.org.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Remember, as you go about your day, you can always choose health, healthy thoughts, healthy actions, healthy goals. Remember, if you've not had an opportunity to listen to past episodes, they are always available for your convenience anywhere you get your podcasts.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.